All right, hi, my name is Morgan. I studied abroad in the Dominican Republic this past January. So one of the most memorable activities we did as a class was we traveled to the countryside right outside of Santo Domingo, about 45 minutes to an hour, and we kind of explored the village, that a lot of people live in, but a lot of tourists don't go to because it's not a very populated, touristy kind of area. So we're just like driving in this giant tour bus. It's lime green on these dirt roads. Oh yeah, it was such a disaster. Like, and there's also like no rules in that country when it comes to driving. Oh, so people are like swerving around us, and it was bad. But anyhow, so we finally end up at this sugarcane field, and like personally, I've never like seen someone like eat a sugarcane. And so when we pull up, I'm like saying to myself, why does this little kid have like a stick in its mouth? Like, I thought he was just like chomping on wood, like, seriously. And so, I mean, obviously I knew he wasn't, but I was like so confused what was going on. So then our guide explained to us, like, this is what you do in the country. Like, you hang out with your friends, like by the sugarcane fields, and you just like eat the sugarcane. It's like almost like us, like if you were at an apple orchard, just like picking an apple off the tree, like eating it. So the little kid like got a bunch of like sugarcane crops for us, and we like chopped them up, and like we all like tried it. It was like really interesting. I only had a few bites, but yeah, just like basically this sugary stick of sugar. That's all it is.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's like a little kid's dream. So while we were at the sugarcane field, there's a baseball field right next to it. And a part of my trip focused on the baseball industry in the Dominican Republic. So when we were there, we were playing with some kids, and like 15 minutes after we were there, it felt like the whole village like came over and like wanted to see us and like play and just like have a good time. And like, not to sound like an awful person, but I'm not one to really like bond with children. And so this little girl like came up to me, and she like spoke Spanish, I spoke English, but I have like an elementary level of Spanish, so it kind of worked out. And I was like asking her where she was from, like where she, you know, how old she was, if she was in school and everything. And she was like, yeah, you know, I'm 8 years old, whatever, just like the basic stuff. And then she started pointing to my hair, and I was like, yeah, like it's my hair. And she asked me to take it down because it was in a ponytail. And as soon as I like took it down, it's like her eyes lit up, and she was mesmerized by my hair. And I mean, I just have like regular thin, thickish, straight hair. There's like nothing to it. And she was playing with it, and she asked me if she could braid it, and she started brushing it. Like, she was in love with my hair. And my professor like came up to me. He was like, you might be like one of the only times like she's seen like white people hair, because she lives in a village where, you know, it's Dominican people, and tourists like don't come over here, so you know, these kids aren't used to seeing like Americans, Europeans, or any one with like white features. So I thought that was just like such an interesting thing, because I never in a million years would have thought like my hair was something significant to somebody. And I don't know, it just like made me realize that like how you look or like what you do like does have an impact on people. And like the fact that I like let her really play with my hair, she was just so happy. She was like brushing my hair, braiding it, she had a big smile on her face. So yeah, I think for me, like, as much like that didn't really have a lot to do with my trip and like the topic of my trip, but it just like had a really big impact on me, because I was able to like make this little girl's day while she was playing with like white people hair for the first time of her life. So yeah.
And so how did that like kind of like, what did you learn from that? Like,
what I learned is that I think in America, when we see people that are different, we kind of tend to kind of outcast them at first. I mean, especially as kids, we definitely are like, oh, like, I don't want to say like what's wrong with them. It's like, oh, why are they different? But here, like in the Dominican, well, like back in the Dominican, they just like embraced like our differences, and like basically like, wanted to celebrate them, and like they appreciated it so much, and like they wanted to explore it, and they weren't afraid like that we were different, and like that we had lighter skin. And she asked me where I was from, and I was telling her America, and I didn't know if it was like a language barrier or not, but she like didn't understand like where I was from. And yeah, it was really
powerful.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Would you say after that experience there's certain experiences back in the States that you view differently?
Yeah, I definitely am more like susceptible to kids, like, coming up to me and, like, asking me questions about things. Because, I mean, I'm oldest of four kids, so I'm used to, like, having, like, when I was younger, I was used to, like, having babies around, and I don't know, I got tired of it. But now it's, like, wow, like, kids, like, they are curious, and they do want to know about things, and, like, you can't be, like, weirded out if they ask you a question, because, like, they are just learning, and, like, sometimes kids ask you things because they are exposed to a certain situation for the first time, and